What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
A teacher in Alabama has had a video gone viral.
Okay.
As all the kids are going back to school right now, my kids go back tomorrow. It's a new year in Alabama where they enacted a new law keeping phones out of the classroom for this upcoming school year.
So all of Alabama, phones get left where? In your locker?
It doesn't say exactly where they've got to be, but they can't be in the class with you.
No.
So whether that's you leave it at home or you leave it at your locker, that's the story. No phones in class.
And this is all grades?
Yes. And this is the post that the teacher made. With over 2 million views now. Today, all of my students, 100% of them, took notes in my class, did their assignment, asked for help when they got stuck, and turned the work in. And when they were done, they talked to each other. I have been pulling my hair out for like 8 years. Has it been this easy of a solution the whole time?
It appears that
the answer is yes.
Yes.
That's what needed to happen. The phones needed to be out of the class so that kids would actually plug in. There's no question. We're all addicted to our phones. Different levels
no
of that.
Question.
And certainly some of us have, and I struggle with this. I absolutely will say, put that damn thing down and walk across the street like a grown-up. With your head straight and your eyes straight.
What if I need to take a picture, though? I might need to put this just in my back pocket because I might need to take a picture.
You know what? I can sit for a second without feeding info into my head.
Yep.
Or entertaining my eyes for a minute.
Yep.
It's a minute. I got this. I'm Gen X, though, you know?
Yeah, I am. We grew up not having that available to us.
33 states have now enacted legislation regarding cell phone use amid the growing push to restrict students' smartphone access in schools, primarily due to mental health and concerns about academic attentiveness. There's no question that we pass notes in class.
Mm-hmm.
You did that, right?
Absolutely.
You know.
Yeah.
Give that to Cisco all the way across. They won't let us sit together. Can you pass that? Keep going. Hassan.
Yes.
You're caught, right? I mean, but now you can be in a full-blown convo and have your hands right in front of you and not be making any noise. You're not paying attention.
Right.
But you're busy with it. So I'm really interested. This guy says, it's magic. It is magic. Do you believe in magic? We got the phones out of the classroom and all my students paid attention, did their assignments, asked for help, and then talked amongst themselves when the work was finished. I realize there are a lot of parents who say, what if something bad happens? How are they going to call for help? I hear that.
Yeah. Well, how did they do it for the 50,000 years before that?
I feel like the upside here is
that your kid will learn something.
And who knows if not having the phones in class might improve a lot of people's mental health and help avoid all kinds of different mental health struggles that our kids are dealing with. I don't know. I'm for it, though.
Me too.
I looked it up. And I gotta find that.
Are we one of the 33 states? And what is the policy?
Active state policies on cell phone at a glance. They're calling our policy required here in California. And they're saying next July, each school district has to come up with a plan. So each of them will enact their own sort of plan about school.
Here's how we'll handle this.
And so it's really going to be up to the different school districts to decide whether they ban them entirely or how they do that. I feel like you can't.
You can't do halfway.
It feels impossible to have it be in their pocket, but not out.
Right.
Well, there's if you even talk to me, I have
my phone buzzes in my pocket. I'm gonna be like, I'm out of what we're doing and the conversation we're having, and I realize that I've got a message. Oh, I better get to the message. Oh, it's very important. I'm sure.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
There are four states where it's a statewide restriction. Florida, Louisiana, South Carolina, Utah.
Good job.
And then there are a bunch of states on a long list where its policy is required, and that's where California ranks, and it's next year, next July.
They have to have a plan in place.
They have to have a plan in place.
Yeah. I say go harsh. Honestly, I feel like it's the best thing we can do for some of the kids have never known life without these devices, and they should start knowing that. And even if you only get them for 6-7 hours a day, whatever school time is, make that phone free. Make them talk to other people. Make them figure out how to socialize. That's make them write. Make them, with a pen, I'm not saying they're wrong.
I one of the things that I have thought about as a grown-up out of school as phones have come into play is that whole, the teacher puts your assignment on the board or the notes on the board, and a kid goes, chick,
yep,
and gets to take a picture of it instead of writing it down on a piece of paper word for word like we used to have to do.
Mm-hmm.
That was a daily occurrence where you just go, oh, fudge, this all guy. Right. All the stuff he's going to tell me I got to do. Great. Still writing. And still.
Yeah.
And still. I mean, a photo goes, done. Bye. Right. All right, everyone. Bye. I'm out of here. But
which isn't really, you know, a classroom interaction. That's more like, why don't you just send me an email? Like, why have any human interactions at all? There's so much more to school than learning math and reading. And there's just so much more to it. And it's so much easier to just look at your phone than it is to actually learn and interact and do all the things that will make you a more well-rounded person.
The story here is that kids are chemically addicted to their phones. They cannot experience anything that isn't constant stimulation. Mm. This is what growing up with phones, watching your parents finger their phone all day and then watching the people around you finger their phones all day. And now you finally got one and you're joining that group of people that is
the phone fingerers.
And it's all day, every day, especially for a young kid who isn't even able to say to himself, I've decided not to be this guy.
Yeah.
Because they are addicted from go.
Mm-hmm. Well, from little, we hand our kids phones and tablets, and they're incredibly convenient.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. But I would think as a parent, even just knowing that my kid didn't have that when they went to school, like if they said there's no phones available at school, I'd almost be like, well, then you're not bringing your phone to school.
Yeah, it takes the pressure off of the parents and allows them to say, look, none of your friends, there's no, you know, Jenny's not getting her phone either. Right. None of you are.
Right.
The end.
That's the key.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be enforced at every grade, every age. If you're in school, this is the policy.
Anyway, if you're just joining us, this teacher had posted on TikTok that now the new school year has begun and phones have been banned from the classroom. And he's like, it's magic. All of my 100% of my students took notes, did assignments, asked for help when they got stuck.
Yeah, he says,
I've been pulling my hair out for 8 years. And has it been this easy all along? Is this all we had to do? So I thought that was worth a share.
Yeah. All right. I love it.
Get up.
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.